This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Open up your ears, open up your mind, and open up your heart. That's what we're about here. A lot of heart. Nothing happens on this program until your, what's the old expression? Make sure your mind is in motion. But make sure your mind is in gear before your mouth is in motion. Try to live by that here. Not always do we do it, but I guess I'll speak for myself. Not always do I do it. Jennifer, however, is always in the mode, as is Victoria. And Jay, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, consultants to reality here on the DJV program. So I want to talk about, we got a couple of COVID things floating around here that ought to get some attention. FDA giving its approval for all of us to get booster shots that are different from the vaccine that we initially received. A lot of hoopla about that. There's a whole big spread today in the New York Times that basically goes through what they call it the full truth. And they go through a lot of the missteps the government has taken. And I don't want to waste a lot of time on that. There's no such thing as perfection. I can easily criticize the government because there are too many cooks and not enough, what do they use the old, too many cooks and not enough Indians? I'm sure there's somebody who'd be offended by that, but too many cooks
that
and not enough.
That was chiefs and Indians. You've just mixed
yeah.
metaphors.
I don't know
what
too many cooks in the kitchen.
Ha, ha, ha.
Too many cooks, not enough diners.
I don't know those Indian chefs. They're really something to watch out for.
Actually,
very spicy.
A lot of turmeric or cumin, good for you. Keep your heart going. Keep your mind
trouble, not to totally derail you, but I started taking a turmeric supplement.
Yeah.
And I can't do it in the mornings. Like, it just, I don't know, it makes my stomach so uneasy.
We got to have something with it.
You have to eat food with it. Yeah. Because yeah. I take one too, and I do it after I eat. Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I don't know how you take, I can't take supplements. Excuse me. I take about 30 a day. I got to take them with food because otherwise the stuff doesn't go down. I can't just,
I take a handful, and but usually it's been fine. And then I added the turmeric, and then I added these big fish oil ones that are gigantic, and I thought, okay, it's got to be one or the other. So I separated them out, and sure enough, it's the turmeric that gets me, because I don't usually have to eat. And it's not even like it does, like, you know, embarrassing things. It just makes my stomach feel so nauseous and unsettled. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel nauseous. Like, it's not like
it's
I
highly food. Concentrated. And if you think about it, if you eat an Indian meal that has turmeric in it, you're not eating nearly as much of it as you are swallowing in that pill. So
very
yeah.
strong anti-cancer agents.
It's wonderful for you, but definitely make sure you put something in your stomach. Yeah.
Right. And that, but you see, here we are again with the question. I know I'm way off the reservation here when we started talking about COVID, but I think this is important to engage everybody's head in this for a minute. Last week we were talking about a study. I think I talked about it with both Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken, and we talked about it here. The fact that fish oil supplements may not be as good for you as previously thought. And this comes from the same playbook as all the other things that we're told, yep, they're good for you, and then 3 years later, oops, no, they're not good for you. So I got all worked up because Ken said that certain fish oil supplements, and I understand because Jack says if they are man-made, then they're no good for you.
Not man-made, but you want them to be natural, not synthetic.
You want them to come from fish. Right. You want fish oil. Hello, what
but
a concept.
Every supplement
to actually come, instead of being synthetic, I want it to come from a fish.
But the problem, though, is most fish oil supplements are already rancid by the time you even put them in your mouth. So they're not doing anything for you. And in fact, they could be doing more harm than
bad
good.
Bad breath.
So you have to really be careful.
Breath. Yeah. Yeah. So, but the next step after that, Victoria, is that Ken said that the study suggested that people who take fish oil supplements for a long period of time risk AFib. So
great.
I said to him, what are you talking? What is this?
Wait, now fish oil that was supposed to save
yes.
your heart is now
yes.
hurting it? Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes. Yeah.
What did Jack say? Jack had my husband Lewis on, and he still takes them, the cod liver oil pills.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so that's okay?
Yeah. Well, okay. Jack says it's okay. Ken says...
But Ken says you get AFib.
Hey, Ken says don't get it from a... Because you can't trust the supplement makers. And in this case,
well,
I trust
Ken
Jack,
and
I trust Standard Process.
And I trust Standard Process, yes.
Most of the stuff is garbage. Most of the...
Yeah,
I love
true.
These ads for Nature's Way, approved by an independent laboratory. That's garbage. The laboratory belongs to them. And so when you see those ads for... I mean, you can tell by looking at the bottle, actually. The bottle looks like it's a fake phony baloney, you know, with all the colors and stuff trying to get your attention. Yeah, the fish oil, I'll take two fish oil supplements. One of them comes in a white bottle, the other one comes in a brown bottle. The brown bottle actually is better because the sunlight, when it hits the fish oil, is what makes it rancid.
Yeah, right.
Yes. So anyway, what I was...
Sorry, if you just heard me go and sound annoyed, it's not because of you. I just happen to be looking at Twitter where the NIH, now we're not talking about fish oil, but we are talking about health, so follow the train here.
You go ahead.
So remember, look at you, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Please explain what you're thinking.
This is what happens when you're like monitoring Twitter and then something pops up.
This is what happens in real conversations, in real life. I'm not projecting or programming what you're thinking or even, I mean, I started to go in a particular place because I wanted to talk about how confusing the guidance has been with J&J vaccine and whether you should or you shouldn't get a second one, blah, blah, blah. So now you've got something else. Help yourself.
Well, under the guise of darkness last night, the National Institute of Health, where Fauci works and where Director Collins works, didn't he just go away?
He's about to retire.
Yeah, well, now maybe we know why. So the NIH corrected untruthful assertions by both Director Collins and by NIAID Director, Dr. Fauci, that the NIH had not funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan. NIH now states that the Eco Health Alliance violated terms and conditions of the NIH grant that they
Alliance is Peter guy, right?
Peter Sarzak, who is working alongside of Fauci here. This is what we've known all along, but yet Fauci continues to deny it. And now they had to amend testimony that was given and Collins because they lied.
Yeah. Well,
and how
so
many
here,
people will even discuss it? How many people will go back? The damage.
I'm a little confused. So you're saying that the NIH has put out a statement?
Yeah, they amended their
suggesting that Fauci was up to his Mickey.
Because you know they all have to testify, and
right.
So when they all testify, and
if they catch them lying, they go to jail. That's basically the bottom line. That's how they catch all these people, not because they did something wrong, but because they lied about it. So, anyway, this is worth noting, back to the CDC and the COVID vaccines. If you have a Johnson, your father, this is your father, Jennifer, he got a J&J shot, okay?
No, he didn't.
I thought he did. I thought
because
you told me
he he's remembering, Jen, that he wanted to get, or that was what he was going
to. That was one of the ones we were both considering at the beginning. We were both interested in the Johnson & Johnson, but no.
But see, like the antibody thing, I mean, I have a lot of friends who've had their antibodies tested, but we don't know what the level is needed. So how does your dad's doctor...
But the same thing is that we don't know what the level is either with the people who get the vaccine. People who have, according to my dad, and according to both of our doctors, the natural immunity is still a lot more effective for people rather than just the vaccine. Now, he'd be doubly protected if he wanted to get the vaccine. He just has chosen not to go down that path yet.
All right. So anyway, back to the what we started talking about almost 10 minutes ago, whether or not to get a booster shot if you have the J&J vaccine. There has been yes answers to that question, no answers to that question. And so there's a newsletter that comes out every week from the CDC that supposedly confirms the decision that you ought to have a shot of anything after you another J&J, or you can mix and match, but it's very confusing. And this is why some people don't get the vaccine, because they're still, maybe whether you like this part of the explanation or not, Victoria, because I'm with you when it comes, and Jay is too, and Jennifer's not quite on the same page. She just has her a different thought about it. But the confusion that reigns here is a reason that people will not get the vaccine, because they say, well, what are we supposed to take? And you can say, well, this person says he's the expert. Get that. I mean, yeah, the perfect example is what we were just talking about with fish oil. Ken says, don't take it because it's going to maybe give you AFib. I've been taking fish oil supplements for 35 years. And I said to him, excuse me, I called him the other night. And I said, what are you telling me? 35 years I've been taking fish oil supplements. You're going to tell me, I'm saying to you, if I don't have AFib now, then I'm not going to get it from fish oil. So, well, he says you can never tell, it could start tomorrow. Just have fish, okay. Oily fish, 3 or 4 times a week. Well, I don't mind salmon. It's not my favorite. But I don't like some of the other really oily, yucky, like catfish. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'll have...
Peter.
Last night I had a nice piece of white fish with some rice and broccoli, and it was great. But there's not as much oil in that as there are in these other, as Jay is suggesting, these other bottom feeders. There's not as much either. It's the same with crab and with shrimp and with lobster. You know, everybody says, oh, those are yummy. They're great. They're good for you. No, they're loaded with cholesterol. And they're bottom feeders, so you don't really know what you're eating. I love lobster. Of all the fish, I'll have lobster's a real delicacy.
But lobster doesn't give you the same benefits, though. It's a crustacean,
not
so
at
it
all.
Doesn't give
Ew.
You. Yeah.
Right. No, I'm just saying
it's
like the taste of it,
but, yeah.
but I don't like what there may be in it these days, because they're crawling around on the bottom with all the plastic and tin cans and stuff that are on the bottom of the ocean, so... who wants to eat that stuff? Did I get my point across from the beginning of the segment?
I have no idea what we're talking about. No. We've been all over the place, so I don't know.
We have. Get another shot if you got a J&J. Get another shot. That's basically
get a Pfizer or a Moderna.
And the explanations. There's an explanation today of why the explanations heretofore have not really explained what was going on properly. So. You want to bite into that. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Expectations make all the difference. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. An exhausted, nearly lifeless, and hopeless traveler was lost in the desert when he saw an oasis ahead. He thought, this is just a mirage. But when he reached it, he was thrilled to see that it was real. The water there saved his life. He then saw a large sack, and in his starvation, he imagined it to be food. But he was utterly and devastatingly disappointed when he opened it, because he found that it was merely a large bag of priceless pearls. Priceless because they were completely worthless to a hungry person in the middle of a desert. The world is what it is, but what you expect of it will make all the difference in how you experience it. For help learning how to align your expectations with reality, check out my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Dr. Christian Conti.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour. Customers here at the DJV program, also known as listeners, are interested in things gossipy and trendy, and that's why Jay Kirshner is here with the latest from the Paris Hilton camp. She still has long, skinny legs, right?
She's still tall and thin. And, yeah.
Okay. It's an interesting way to start, but okay.
Sure.
Well, she does have long, skinny legs. All right. What else? What's her problem or what's going on with her?
Well, she is part of a team lobbying for a bill aimed at cracking down on abuse in facilities for troubled teens. This would be, this would also be for like welfare agencies, juvenile justice systems, school districts, any place where parents are being misled, where kids are being abused. They are being told they can't contact their parents. They're being even denied food and clean drinking water. Paris had revealed that she was traumatized and abused when she was in four different facilities. She was strangled. She was told that she can't contact her parents. And when she did contact her parents, she was told she better not say anything about what's been going on there. And so Paris is part of the team that was speaking on Capitol Hill yesterday to lobby for this bill to be passed to crack down on this and hold these facilities accountable.
This is ridiculous. And then this stuff that she went through, I mean, she was partying a lot. Her parents didn't know what to do with her. So instead of sending her to, like, a Swiss boarding school like most wealthy people, for some reason they ended up being convinced to send her to one of these facilities. She was monitored in the shower. She was denied. I mean, she was slapped in the face. Like, the stuff she was talking about is it's just abuse. And then when she would try to tell her parents that, you know, they were abusing her, the actual administrators at this facility told Rick and Kathy Hilton that all the kids lie. They all try to say the same lie, and then convinced her parents that she was not telling the truth about it. This is just child abuse. There's no other way around it. And parents were paying money to have their daughter abused.
Great.
It's so bizarre. It's just when she came out with that story, it makes you think, how does this even happen?
How does it happen to Paris Hilton, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. How does she trust her parents? Like, she seems close with her parents. She's getting married this coming weekend, and her parents
Paris
are, you know,
Hilton.
She, yeah. And so November, actually, no, it's November 11th, I think she's getting married. But
how many times
has
she been engaged?
A few.
3 or 4, maybe. But this is the first time she's going to make it down the aisle. But, like, how do you trust your parents? Like, when your parents send you to multiple facilities where you've been abused and they don't believe you, how do you ever mend that relationship again? And obviously, this answers a whole lot about Paris Hilton and her Peter Pan complex and the baby doll voice and the whole thing. Like, I feel
Well, but hasn't she said that the baby doll voice thing is kind of more of a character that she slides into when she's in front of people or on the scene?
Yeah, but normal people don't do that unless you've got some trauma in your history there. I don't know. I just think this explains a whole lot about her. I mean, I wish her the best. This is horrible that she had to go through this. And I hope the marriage
Yeah, and
works.
Thank goodness she's fighting. She's fighting and speaking out for those who haven't been able to. They even point out that the troubled teen industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. It needs to be addressed.
Well,
I'm sure
troubled
Brendan
seniors.
Probably saw a lot of that, right, Doug? Your son
he did see a lot
worked
of
at helping, you know, helping kids.
Yep. Young children, his clients were teenagers of always wealthy Los Angeles media people. Those were his clients. Always in trouble, and the parents always were the ones that were the problem. So,
well, they were probably like, let me just throw money at this to get the problem to go away, rather than addressing the problem with their kids. I've seen it with parents and babies, where they get upset at the baby for doing something, or not meeting the baby not meeting them halfway, and it's like, you are the adult. This is a baby. They don't have the brain capacity to understand. They're not doing
children.
It on purpose.
Hello, they're children. Yep, So, but there's a lot of that's part of what we were talking about earlier on, the enabling of parents who now there's so many distractions from parenting that people can hide behind, if you will, the extracurricular activities. I got to work more. I mean, it's always an excuse. You want to have a child and take care of it. You don't want to put a plug in it. That's it. End of story.
I mean, so many people have kids just to, like, see what they're going to look like. And it's, I don't understand that, right?
Or to save the marriage.
Right.
28 past the hour. DJV time.
I need a laptop that helps me work remote from Charleston. Or Charlotte. Or wherever I am this week.
It's possible.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Because Staples Connect has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. Now get up to $170 off select PCs, like the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i7 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30, limit 2 in store only.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Two souls were killed and four others, including a police officer, were injured on Monday in a shooting at Boise Town Square Shopping Center in Boise, Idaho, about 2 p.m. local time. It ended with the lone suspect taken into custody, Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee.
But at this time, we believe that there was only a single shooter involved and that there is no ongoing threat or danger to the community at large from this incident.
The Biden administration froze a $700 million aid package to Sudan after a military coup on Monday threatened to end the country's transition toward democracy. Security forces reportedly used live ammunition during the ensuing demonstrations. TV and radio stations went dark and internet outages were reported. At least three protesters have been killed and dozens wounded. Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced Monday plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. The group will oversee critical and emerging technology threats. USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Biden administration has been neglecting the southern border since day one of their administration. Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has done little more than lip service, as an estimated 1.5 to 2 million illegal immigrants have now invaded the country, with more on the way. Representative Mo Brooks, the Republican from Alabama on Newsmax Monday, says we need to fix this problem.
Well, I'm extremely concerned in the context of how much damage is done to American citizens because of this huge tsunami of illegal aliens, not only in the Biden administration, but in prior administrations also. Fortunately, we had a four-year period with President Trump where actions were undertaken to diminish the flow of illegal aliens. But as you've seen, the floodgates are open under Joe Biden. It's going to cost American lives. Most Americans don't realize it, but there are roughly 2,000 dead Americans killed on American soil by illegal aliens each year. You've got another 30,000 plus Americans who die from drug overdoses of deadly narcotics that are smuggled across our poor southern border. And then you've got the adverse economic impacts with the suppression of wages, the loss of jobs to cheap foreign labor. And then on top of that, you've got the tax governmental impact. On average, each illegal alien costs American taxpayers in the neighborhood of $9,000 a year in net tax losses. This is all coming out of the pockets of American citizens who could use that money for themselves. So all of this is troubling, disconcerting, and it's very important that we pay more attention to it and solve the problem.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Nothing happens in your life until you want it to happen. People say, what's the old thing from people? What are you laughing at?
You, all the sayings. This is how, like, this is how we start the show again. I'm just laughing.
Why are you laughing? It's the angels we have heard on high. All right, never mind. I mean, actually, I was just researching what's happening on the blacklist is starting back again. I wanted to find out what's going on there. And apparently there are...
I always love to hear your recap.
Big changes in Chicago Fire. So those are the things. That was what I was researching during our break here at the bottom of the hour. I do want to go back to some of the COVID stuff, please, ladies. United Kingdom registering nearly 500,000 COVID cases in the past couple of weeks, more than France, Germany, Italy, and Spain combined. So what the heck's going on there? Their numbers are going up, where the rest of the world pretty much, is it back to Boris being a bad guy again because his leadership is not very good?
Well, I mean, he just, a lot of experts, including his own health experts, advised against him doing this, like, mass opening, you know, where there are no masks and no social distancing. And, you know, it just, it's, I don't know. I have a friend who had to move over to London in, you know, in February or March. And when she and her husband got there, she was like, this is crazy. We're the only people wearing masks. No one's taking Delta seriously at all. And, you know, now look where they are. It's just, it's crazy. Now they're going to have to go back because they're going to have to course correct because they are in such a bad shape. The hospitals are buckling. They're right back to where they were, and everyone else in the world is moving forward and getting better, and now they're going to have to start doing, as everyone else is coming out of restrictions and reopening things in the European
Union,
this
is how the
they're
going
to have to
starts.
Go back to closing it up again.
Somebody, we've seen it here in America, where there's a group that doesn't adhere to what makes sense, mm-hmm. and then it starts this cycle all over again, because unless you pretty much get uniformity, if there's an exception to the rule, then, and you've seen it, there's a couple of countries in South America, the same thing. I thought it was interesting that the city of Melbourne, Australia, coming out of the longest lockdown of any major city in the world, they've been in and out of this, but for the most part, there are five or six other cities where there have been people that have been required to wear masks, and they've been much more aggressive about it, I think, haven't they, in Australia, because they had bigger problem. They let it go, too.
Aggressive about it? Are you kidding me right now?
They locked everything down.
They were locking people in their homes.
Yeah.
And you had to check in every 15 minutes with the cops. They're living under tyranny. They're not aggressive.
Well, that's what they did in China, too, remember?
Yeah, but you would think Australia is not China, right?
No, you would, but the prime minister now has confirmed that they've reached the target of inoculations of 80%. So is it going to take... Can you imagine something like that happening in America?
Yes.
You tell us,
I
buddy.
Can. I
you
can imagine that. Which is really sad that I can, but yes, I can. Mm.
Well, I don't think that you... It may be that somebody might have that idea, Jennifer, but it would never stick. It wouldn't. It just won't. There would be too much... There's already resistance now. I'd resist. I'm happy to tell you what I've done and what I think you ought to do, but that's what makes sense. Not what you ought to do, but what makes sense to consider, and then you do your own thing. But there are a lot of people that are calling for stricter emergency measures and warning that with the cold weather approaching, that could start something else again. You know, who knows what.
Well, the problem is that right now in England, they, you know, less than half of the people who are over 80 years old have received the booster. So they're so far behind. They were way ahead initially with vaccinations.
Well, why
and
is
then,
that, Victoria? Why?
I don't know. I
in
don't
Ireland,
know.
Your family's from Ireland, yeah. They have been pretty good about it, but now they've got a problem. Yeah. Right?
Well, no, Ireland's gotten a lot better. Ireland is now like the number one country to be in during Delta. So Ireland, you know, but Ireland's very small and it's easy to control that.
Isolate. Yeah. Right, it is. Okay. Now, let's go back to what's going on in our country. In Tampa Bay, 4,500 residents, 36 per day have died from COVID over the 4 months the Florida Department of Health didn't share daily information. So why didn't they? Is this just a political thing
political.
With the governor?
DeSantis wants to claim that he was perfect and that Florida was amazing and did all this stuff the right way. And we've been saying there have been certain leaks that have come out. And, you know, he says, oh, well, that's not the real data. Well, yeah, now this is all over the local news in Tampa. If I was a Tampa resident, I'd be pissed. 4,500 people died and no one talked about it. He covered
well, look
it up.
At New York. I mean, this isn't the first time. Look at how bad New York
but those,
was.
But those, those deaths
lied to people. Put
the deaths in the
nursing
you're
homes.
Talking about the nursing homes, yeah.
Yeah, and he also manipulated the numbers. He also lied about.
Well,
the
he's no longer governor. So if you're
right.
making that argument, then DeSantis shouldn't be governor.
That's what I'm
anymore.
Saying. I mean, it's not like it's the first time. I think they've manipulated numbers in California. I think there have been number manipulation all the
Who
way through.
Who is that? When you look at all this
think,
stuff,
I don't think
about
we're
going to
ever really know.
Well,
the real
that's my question.
Or, I mean,
Who
years.
Is transparent? Who is honest? Who's treating us like adults in terms of handling the information? And is it just all about the bottom line? There's a whole expose about Pfizer today. Go ahead.
Oh, an expose about Pfizer? Go ahead.
Well, the fact that they have been manipulating information, and it's all been for the benefit of their stockholders, and the amount of money, nobody knows how much the United States government is paying to Pfizer to supply. It's a secret
that
contract.
That Project Veritas video that came out a couple weeks ago had the guys, the scientists that were working for Pfizer on video basically saying that Pfizer has now become a company of the government, that all of the money that they're getting is COVID money, and that's kind of like, that's just it. And
that's all they get. They're dependent on government money. Yeah. That's basically
that's why
right. That's
stock
it.
Didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, no. There you go. It's stock in any of those companies go anywhere. Mm-hmm. All right, here's another one from the Centers for Disease Control. You ready for today's scare, ladies and gentlemen? Don't eat onions. What? Yes, apparently there's a big problem with onions. There's a salmonella breakout in 37 states. And it's expected to grow over the next couple of days. And I don't know how that happens, but because onions are grown in the ground, they're washed, they're put into bags. So if the bags, you know, here we are back again with the stuff that's in bags rather than just out on the counter, or, you know, covered with water and keeping cool. Anything like this.
Are these the whole onions? Oh, I couldn't figure it out if they were the chopped or the whole, because I know a lot of times the whole get...
So, like, when you buy a bag of onions, it's usually in that, it's not in a plastic bag. It's in that netting kind of a thing.
Burlappy netting.
Well, the netting's okay. But if there is a, let's see here, as of October the 18th, 37 states have got a number of cases with the outbreak. Let's see here. It started in onions that are imported from Mexico. All right, here we go. And then they are... They're imported by a company up in Idaho. Why the hell don't they just in Idaho grow their own onions? Why do they have to haul them up from Mexico? This is the crazy thing about the food. So I'm going to get off on a toot here about American family farmers. Why would we be buying onions grown in Mexico and shipping them to Idaho to be bagged? Why aren't the farmers in Idaho growing their own onions and distributing from there? Makes no sense to me. Except now, there are thousands of people who were sick because they've eaten these damn onions that were grown in Mexico. The CDC says, quote, if you can't tell where the onions are from, don't eat them. Okay. Well, this is the CDC. Who's responsible for the requirements of labeling on the bags or on whatever it is, wherever is they come in bags, they come in, they're wrapped up in
netting. Well, and what about the single onions? Are those a problem if you buy like a single onion at the grocery store?
No, I don't think those are a problem.
So
frankly,
only the bags, all right.
On the bags, stuff that's in bags. But why, again, I'm just asking the question because from a farming point of view, this makes no sense whatsoever. There's plenty of land in Idaho. They got lots of, and by the way, onions are very compatible with potatoes. You could grow both of them almost in the same plot.
I was going to say, can't you grow, Idaho is potato, land.
Idaho
so,
and
yeah,
Maine
that seems
and, yeah.
weird that you couldn't do both.
This week's American Family Farmer, I talked to a lady, this woman is so charming. She's from a turkey farm down in Alabama, so she's got a deep southern accent. And so we talk about turkeys, because it's appropriate this time of year. We're all thinking about it. And if you don't have your turkey ordered or you don't have it yet, you probably won't get one. That's really the bottom line about Thanksgiving, because the turkey supply is in short supply. This is a farm that raised about 50,000 turkeys a year. They created their own market by building a restaurant. It's completely run by the family. They have no outside help. They have just people in the family, third generation. I don't know if you realize that, Victoria, when you found these people, but
the reason that I wanted Bates Turkey Farm to be on the American Family Farmer Show is because it's the best turkey I've literally ever eaten in my life.
Oh, you have
so?
How'd you get it?
We have family friends in Alabama, and they send these turkeys as gifts. And
really?
So we've received these gifts, and I'm telling you, it is literally the best turkey you'll ever eat.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
They really
and the fact
know how
that
to
it's
do this.
Such a wonderful
and
family
so
organization.
It underscores what real farming is about and what real family farming is about and the connection between family, food, and farm, which is what the American Family Farmer is all about. So if you want to check it out every week, I do an hour that's heard on a lot of these same stations, a lot of farm stations, and then the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. But each week is a focus on how some farm has been successful. And here, look at this. This is how you can make your farm successful. But this is a third or fourth generation farm that's been raising turkeys down there. And they're in the middle of nowhere. So they don't have to worry about the government or all the other, you know, happens when you're near a big population zone.
Well, they're not far from Birmingham. They're not in the middle of nowhere.
No, they're not. But you know what I'm saying. They're not. They don't have people breathing down their neck. And I think they're the only restaurant
in
town.
In the suburbs of Boston.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like they're not near Boston or anything.
Yeah, no. But anyway, this is, I didn't realize. I wish you'd, I wish they'd ship me one. I'd like to try the turkey myself. But there really is a turkey shortage this year.
I didn't think you ate turkey, so that's why I didn't even ask.
I'll eat turkey before I eat chicken. Most of the turkeys today are grown that are around here. The local people, it's free range. And so they're okay. And that's, I think I told you a story about the animal officer brought me, his wife made some turkey lasagna, and he brought me a plate full of it, and I ate it, and you needed a hacksaw to cut the turkey. It was that tough.
Wow. What kind of turkey were they putting in?
They were wild turkeys that were on the farm.
But and turkey lasagna is ground up. It's like ground beef. Yeah.
Right. No, no, this was
cut. Overcooked?
This was, no, it was not. No,
this
it was
sliced
slices
turkey.
Of turkey.
Ugh.
In.
I wouldn't have eaten that on principle. Ugh. Gross.
I'm so wrong. Glad I told you the story. Thank you. Anyway, how do we get up? Turkeys.
Like, you know what would be great? Let's use turkey slices instead of noodles.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Okay. Well, that's the story that I was telling, and I guess I discredited it.
So did Becky from Becky from Bates Turkey, so she said if you haven't ordered your turkey now, you're too
you're
late?
Cooked. Yeah.
That's what a lot
you
of
better
people
get
say,
your turkey
yeah.
ordered. That's a bummer. Yeah. Well, it's the same with lots of foods, vegetables as well. What do you usually have at turkey time? You have mashed potatoes, peas, let's see.
Green beans.
Yeah. The markets right now are loaded with cranberries. Buy them. If you want cranberries, you better buy them now. 48 past the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Time for us to shake the tree, if you will, at 53 after the hour. It's the time when we review the top five items this week from the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here. We'll go from five to number one as usual, Victoria. And at number five, we're focused on Major League Baseball and what they may be doing to help you watch some of the local games, yeah?
Yeah, well, a lot of people have playoff fever right now, so baseball is at the top of everyone's mind. And so MLB knows
go
that
Red
people
Sox.
Want... Yeah, right? Red Sox Dodgers, that's what I'm hoping for. So the MLB has actually had, they've had a loss, a big loss, 12% drop in people viewing their games on traditional TV. They have MLB.TV, which is a streaming service for out-of-market games, but it's not really great. And so they're talking about launching a brand new streaming service that would give you all of the games for about $10 to $20 a month.
Do they give you the audio from whatever the broadcast is? Is that what that stream is?
That would need to be worked out because, you know, every game is different and they have different announcers and rights and stuff. So they're working through all of this, but they're thinking that there is a need for a new streaming service for MLB. NHL and NBA are actually intrigued by this idea. They may eventually even join MLB on the same platform, which could launch as early as 2023, and that's great for sports fans.
All right. Number four... the new company that's going to be building chip plants here, yes?
Well, Micron is a memory chip maker. They supply memory chips for lots of big companies. And so they, right now, they've announced that they're going to spend $150 billion in the next 10 years. And they're building mostly chip plants. They say they're open to building more in the U.S. as long as they have some, you know, government funding for the chip industry. They want a commitment from the U.S. government. Currently, only 2% of the global capacity of chips are made in America. They used to be the bulk of the chips were made in America, but right. Now it's Taiwan, China, and Korea. So I think it would be advantageous, certainly, for the U.S. government to try to cut a deal with Micron and bring more chips back to America.
Number three, Facebook gets what it deserves again.
Facebook has agreed to pay up to $14.25 million to settle allegations that it discriminated against U.S. workers by reserving positions for temporary visa holders. Now, the Justice Department is involved in this, and this is actually the largest civil penalty and monetary award that the Civil Rights Division has ever recovered in the 35-year history of this provision. And so Facebook will pay a civil penalty of $4.75 million to the U.S., $9.5 million to the eligible victims of Facebook's alleged discrimination. And essentially, this is all about the H-1B visas. They are temporary, highly skilled workers that come from other countries. And unfortunately, a lot of the American workforce is not up to snuff, and so that's why H-1B visas are so popular in Silicon Valley.
All right, number two, the tracking of Mr. Trump. Or the hacking. The hacking and tracking.
The hacking and tracking, yeah. So former President Donald Trump and his team declared Wednesday night that they would soon launch a quote-unquote media powerhouse that would help them triumph in their long-running war against big tech. However, within hours, their new social media site, which is called Truth Social, it was hacked very easily, and pranksters found a way to create a Donald J. Trump account with a defecating pig as the logo. The Truth Social had absolutely no security whatsoever. Unfortunately, people signed up for this, not a lot, but some people signed up for it, and there's literally nothing that's going to protect your data. And then the other thing is that is not really making national news yet, but they have formed this Trump social media, the Truth Social, and they have formed it as part of a larger company that's going to be a publicly traded company. Well, the CEO they chose, which is very odd, is a Chinese fellow from Wuhan. And so, very interesting that the headquarters of this new Truth Social media company is based in Wuhan. So, it's just very bizarre. I don't know why you would not want to avoid that. I mean, just the optics alone of, you know, we're still dealing with COVID, and yet they choose a CEO who has run multiple Chinese companies and based in Wuhan. It doesn't really make sense to me, but that's what happened. And so they had to pull the site down because so many people had crashed it, and essentially they're also now being sued already by Mastodon, which is a company that writes code, and they basically are accused of stealing that code and not licensing it properly. It's kind of a mess already,
right.
So we'll see.
The probe into the electronics firms. The use of labor over in Russia, yes? Oh, no, in China, sorry.
In China, yeah. So a trio of bipartisan senators sent a letter to Universal Electronics demanding that they provide details on the alleged deal they struck with Chinese authorities to transport hundreds of Uyghur workers to use as labor. So, not good.
Top five items from the world of technology this week. This is Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.